Kansas Information Network News, I'm Lisa Ruttman. Big changes are happening in Great Bend as city officials prepare to unveil the brand new Justice Center.
City officials recently met with the contractor and architect to review the punch list for the new Justice Center at 12th Street and Baker Avenue. The 20,000 plus square foot facility, set to open on October 20th, will significantly expand the police station size, allowing for future growth. The $8.8 million Justice Center will also host the municipal court. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Washburn University will host the Heartland Literature Festival on Wednesday, October 4th, in the Memorial Union. This year's festival will feature a keynote speech from middle grades and young adult author Janae Marks about her book, From the Desk of Zoe Washington. The Heartland Literature Festival is open to the Washburn community and the general public. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
And paid for by Linear Marketing Group. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $17,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-278-0630 now. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-278-0630. That's 800-278-0630. Again, 800-278-0630.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan recently announced that $1.5 million will be available for a fourth round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline, or HEAL, grants to revitalize dilapidated and underutilized downtown buildings in small communities across the state. HEAL grants help close financial gaps for communities that are striving to make their downtown districts more economically vibrant. Since the HEAL grant program was launched in 2021, more than $3.5 million has been awarded to fund 63 projects in 48 counties throughout Kansas. And enhancements have been made for HEAL 4.0 that are designed to set up applicants for even greater success, including a longer application period and a maximum award of $100,000. And formal bids will be required this round from licensed contractors at the time of the application submission. HEAL grants help bring downtown buildings back into productive use as spaces for new or expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, child care, and entrepreneurship. Submitted projects must show potential to be economic drivers in their communities and also demonstrate that the space will be occupied by the end of the project. And proof of dollar-to-dollar matching funds from the building owner will be required at the time of the application. Communities that received a HEAL grant in the first round, which was awarded in the spring and summer of 2022, are eligible to apply again. However, communities that received HEAL grants in either the fall 2022 or spring 2023 are not eligible to apply for this round. The application window is open and will close on November 10th, with the award notifications in mid-December. More information about HEAL and the online application can be found at kansascommerce.gov. One person died in an accident just before 2:30 p.m. on Monday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 1997 Buick Regal, driven by 38-year-old Brandon W. Hogan of Logan, was eastbound on Kansas 9 Highway, 5 miles west of U.S. 183, when the car left the roadway, entered the north ditch, struck a culvert, went airborne, and landed on its roof. Hogan was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Olive Bovee Memorial Chapel, and according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, he was properly restrained. Nearly half of the Kansas corn crop has been harvested, and winter wheat planting is nearly at the halfway mark. The USDA reported that 51% of the corn crop has been harvested, with 33% good to excellent, 37% of winter wheat is in, and 14% has emerged. Soybean harvest is almost at 25% done, and 18% is rated good to excellent, and sorghum is 19% harvested. Pasture and range conditions are rated 14% good to excellent, subsoil moisture is 24% adequate, and topsoil moisture is 28% adequate. Farms, ranches, and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products may be reimbursed for eligible expenses, as the Kansas Department of Agriculture has funds available for certified organic operators through the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency awards the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program funds to eligible state agencies who work directly with organic operators to reimburse organic certification costs. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture can reimburse costs incurred from October 1, 2022 through September 30th of 2023. Applications are being accepted through November 1, 2023, or until all the funds are expended, whichever comes first, and applications may be submitted either by mail or email. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/organic-cost-share. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
Northern Valley Lady Huskies head volleyball coach Lacey Hansen reported that the Lady Huskies traveled to Ellis on Saturday, September 30th, to compete in the Ellis Invitational, and it was a day full of volleyball, with the Huskies ending 2-3 for the day. Coach Hansen said the Lady Huskies started the morning with their first game against the Plainville Cardinals, and the Huskies fought to the end in the first set but fell 25-27. In the second set, the Huskies just couldn't get the momentum back and lost 17-25. The Lady Huskies faced the Quinter Bulldogs next, winning 25-22 and 25-21. The Huskies then finished pool play against the Victoria Knights, falling 19-25 and 18-25. Coach Hansen said the girls all came out with intensity and hustle, and their hitting coverage was some of the best they've seen this season. However, little mistakes just added up that they could not recover from. The Lady Huskies moved into the consolation bracket that afternoon, first playing the Osborne Bulldogs. The Huskies played a strong offensive game in this first set, winning 25-9, but lost intensity in the second set, leading to a loss of 20-25. In the final set, the Huskies had to reset and refocus, which they were able to do, taking the win 25-12. In the final match of the day, the Lady Huskies played the Stockton Tigers, and the two teams battled it out in the first set, though the Tigers won 27-25. In the second set, the Huskies just couldn't find momentum and fell 15-25. In serving totals for the day, Audrey Bennett led with 13 ace serves, followed by Delaney Sides with 9. Tatum Lintz served 96.7% for the day, only missing one serve. Audrey Bennett led the day with 124 total attacks, and 51 of those were kills. Defensively, Audrey also led the team with 5 solo blocks, and Braxton Cox totaled 37 digs for the day, followed closely by Austin Cox with 30. Coach Hansen stated that this group of athletes have high expectations of themselves and are competitive, two traits that will be essential as they move into league and postseason. She said they need to reorganize and learn from their errors and then move on and prepare for the next point. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Thursday, September 28th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Mrs. Kevin Tubbs spoke with the commission on the presence of law enforcement in Almena, with Mrs. Tubbs stating that several local residents felt like the area could benefit from seeing law enforcement doing general patrol in their community. The commission stated that they will speak with Sheriff Thompson about that request. And Mrs. Tubbs also asked the commission to take a look at Road E10, as the road receives a lot of traffic, including trucks, and the road has a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, but it's not enforced. Rob with the road department reported to the commission that he was contacted by the Kansas Department of Transportation for assistance on the Eagles Club Road. The Kansas Department of Transportation stated that they have some extra overlay and are willing to assist the county with the project. Rob then spoke with the commission about selling a couple of the older pickups that are no longer used, and the commission stated that they have another vehicle that needs sold, so they will contact Big Iron. Rob also stated that the road sealing project around Almena went well, and the commission discussed putting up minimum maintenance signs on Road E5. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste reported that he continues to work with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and contractors for a solution to the leachate pipe that has collapsed in the pit. And Ted then informed the commission that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is still waiting for the financial assurance report from the auditors in order to proceed with the Norton County Solid Waste permit. Terry Nelson and Janet Sell were in to discuss the water lines that were installed from his irrigation wells to the hog facilities. Terry asked the commission to consider making this line, which has a fire hydrant on the end, a public line for the fire protection to the Almena Rural Fire. No decision was made at that time. Janelle Morrell was in to visit with the commission about placing a water monitor on the county-owned properties that have sprinkler systems, and if rain is received, this would shut the sprinkler off, conserving water. The commission will check into the details. A motion was made to approve the September 18, 2023 minutes, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned. Graveside memorial services for Ann Cowton, 100 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 7th, in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Public Library or First United Methodist Church of Norton and sent in care of Plumber Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plumbergopper.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
New Age Feed LLC salutes all the area 4-H clubs for the life and career skills they teach our young people as they help today's members prepare for tomorrow's challenges. Thank you for making a difference in the lives of our youth. From your friends here at New Age Feed LLC in Quinter, proud supporter of 4-H.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The Kansas fall harvest continues to march on across the state with an average of 6.7 days for field works. The latest estimates from National Ag Statistics as of Sunday show that 51% of the Kansas corn harvest is complete, 3 points ahead of last year, and 9 points ahead of the five-year average. 24% of the state's soybean crop is harvested, 6 points ahead of last year, and 10 points ahead of the average. Kansas sorghum harvest is at 19%. 10 points ahead of last year and 8 points ahead of the average. 37% of the 2024 Kansas winter wheat crop has been planted, ahead of 28 last year and near the 38 average. 14% of the crop has emerged ahead of 6 last year and near the 15 average. 5% of the state's cotton crop is complete, near 6% last year and ahead of the 2% average. Sunflowers were 23% harvested. 93% of the state's corn crop has matured ahead of 81 last year and the 85 average. 79% of the soybean crop is dropping leaves ahead of 66 last year and 65 for the average. 60% of the Kansas sorghum crop has matured ahead of 50 last year and 54 for the average. Only 33% of the state's corn crop is rated good to excellent, the same as last week, while the soybean crop is rated just 18% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week. Kansas sorghum crop is rated at 32% good to excellent, down a point from last week. Topsoil moisture is rated at 28% adequate, down 5 points from last week. 72% short to very short. Subsoil moisture is rated at 24% adequate, down a point from last week, and 76% short to very short. The state's pasture and range condition is rated at 14% good to excellent, up a point from last week, and 35% fair and 51% good to excellent. This has been a check of agriculture news. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Ranchers, as you pregnancy check those cows this fall, you can now vaccinate against calf scours for next spring's calving season. With nasty weather, we all know how devastating calf scours can be. Take advantage of effective scour vaccines like ScourBoz, ScourGuard 4KC, and Guardian. Vaccinate the cow and let her vaccinate the calf via the colostrum milk. Contact Valley Vet Supply and let them help make sense of your scour prevention program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A cold front is sweeping across the Central Plains today and tonight. That'll bring some rain and a few thunderstorms and temperatures closer to average by Wednesday and Thursday. A secondary cold front arrives with another batch of cooler air Friday. Still warm for most of our state today, although the western counties will cool off a bit. We'll get 70s there. Elsewhere, we get 80s. Precipitation chances go up this afternoon with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms could be strong to severe, especially in the central counties. Hail, damaging wind, and even a few tornadoes will be possible into this evening. On the map, heading into the afternoon, our cold front is entering western Kansas, and we have moist air coming in from the southern plains ahead of it. Breezy to gusty for most areas through the afternoon and still above average on those daytime highs. Showers and thunderstorms possible through the afternoon. There's enough wind shear ahead of that cold front for a few severe storms in central Kansas. Be on alert for hail, damaging wind, and a few tornadoes. Thunderstorms will continue for most areas overnight except the far western and far eastern counties. Eastern Kansas will see a round of showers and thunderstorms after midnight with that cold front advancing further east. For Wednesday, a batch of cooler air will keep the daytime highs in the 70s for the western and central counties, a little bit cooler in the east as well. Fair and more seasonal temperatures coming up for Thursday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-70s with mid-40s overnight. Low to mid-80s in the north central counties. Tonight, we're in the low to mid-50s. Mid-80s northeast and low 60s for the overnight lows. Upper 70s to low 80s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper 40s and low 50s. Low to mid 80s south central, tonight upper 50s and low 60s. Mid 80s for the southeast counties and mid 60s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.